A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. Stay ahead of all the big games in the best league in the world, the Premier League. With the latest odds, form guides, expert opinions and more, the fans are the players at Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com, 18+, begambleaware.org, T's and C's apply.
Game Day Podcasts from TalkSport. Subscribe on Acast, iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Game Day, the appendix.
Hey, welcome along, everybody. Fantastic that you have found the time and the inclination to join us for the Game Day, the record book appendix. You haven't enough Game Day record book already. Now you want the appendix. Mark Webster, Jason Yule are both still here with me, Danny Kelly, as we pour in the last bits of information that we couldn't shoehorn into our already award-winning podcast. And Jason Yule, I start with you because I was shocked when I saw you because you looked to me like you're, if anything, fitter than when you're actually playing. No disrespect to you.
It's sickening.
You're fitter than... And, of course, you've been putting this to good use. Your contribution to the appendix is you played a game of football during the last 24 hours.
Yeah, no, so Kevin Lisby's been asked to create a new Charlton Vets stroke, I want to call it Legends team.
Yeah.
why not?
By Keith
Peacock.
Have you
got 11 Legends?
Yeah, of course we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
And more.
So you, Lisby.
So Keith Peacock's asked Kevin Lisby to take on the mantle, which he has done. And where he was still playing last year at Cray Valley PM, they obviously got to non-league day at Wembley. Mm. So we actually played them in terms of celebration for their 100 years and also to raise money for prostate cancer.
Who else turned out for the addicts then?
So had a skipper, Johnny Jackson, assistant manager at the minute, John Fortune, Kevin Lisby, Paul Hayes, Kevin George, Kevin James, Chris Powell was our manager for the day.
I've got my book of legends out here so far. Very few appearances.
No, but it was a good day out.
We
won 6-5. It was eventful.
What, 11 goal thriller?
Yeah. I'm Marcus Bent. Can't forget Bent. The other Bent he pulled out yesterday, which we're displeased about.
Yeah.
So we've brought him back into the group. He tried to sort of, sorry boys, I can't make it, short notice, then left the group. We weren't having with it. We brought him back in the
group. I like that.
So he wasn't getting away with it scot-free, but we had a few boys that were missing for other engagements. Luke Young and Paul Konchesky were away. Chris Perry was working, but it was a really good day.
Any moment in the game, moment in the game where you don't have to shout it out, but in your mind you went, still got it, y'all.
Well, when I missed about 6 opportunities, it's like, I haven't got that much.
That's the old me. That's
the regular me. That's how it was.
Yeah, Charlton fans really enjoyed that. A trip down memory lane.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's what, and that's why this is such a good thing. I always love it when there's old pros who should know better, and they don't. And you're like the rest of us. This is when it gets to be like your normal people. Is you're 14 again or 24 again, aren't you? Even though you're all grown men and you should know better and you don't need this anymore, and yet.
But the thing, we were speaking about at half-time where they were starting to get a little bit more competitive,
yeah.
Where we were still playing, but not as. So I got done a couple of times and I just thought, okay, right, this is a little bit more serious than I anticipated. But you were still having that competitive edge. And we said, look, if we sort of raise it to a competitive level, not in terms of going around kicking people, but be a bit more competitive in terms of tackles and challenges, we would actually start playing better. And we actually did. Yes, they closed the scoreline in terms of what it was from 5-2 to 5-4. But it was still us still having that competitive edge in terms of that's what you don't lose.
Professional stuff.
Yeah, because you still want to win. You still want to win.
My favourite player to watch in these old games, and he will admit it himself, is Neil Ruddock. Because Neil is not much bigger now than when he was playing and still got that left foot. So he said, you know, he actually thinks he could still play at a level that got him into the England team. Another thing here for the appendix, those of you, of course, properly teched up, can look it up on YouTube. Other platforms are available. Astonishing goal for Verona against Juventus. That's right, Verona against Juventus. A penalty by Di Carbone. He struts up to it. Bang, he hits the post. The ball is half cleared. And then Verona get another chance, which hits the crossbar. And you think, wow. Before finally, Miguel Veloso slams in a brilliant goal. They've had three attempts at goal in 9 seconds. And as Mark Webster pointed out, those are the three gentlemen of Verona.
This is true. It's a three-act play by Shakespeare. Well done. Congratulations to them. That's fantastic.
You wanted to talk about Bolton.
I do, simply because probably Jack Ross and Sunderland needed that point a lot, because there's a lot expected of Sunderland but over the weekend. But Bolton were leading for 94 minutes. With Keith Hill now in charge.
A load of kids, and really.
Done 6-0 last week as well, didn't they?
Exactly
any
right.
Any of your ex-teammates playing for Bolton? No,
one of them's left. Josh McGuinness left. Yeah. So he's one of away.
It's a mixture now of like the kids and the Seven Samurai, so you've kind of got the guns for hire. He's putting it all together, and Keith Hill's
Daryl Murphy, he's going to play till he's 50, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. But Keith Hill spoke, and Phil Parkinson just took it as far as he could, and who does he need to take any more? The answer is he couldn't, didn't want to. Keith Hill, is a man who's been around the block for ages, has taken it on board and nearly got that win. And just to hear Keith Hill in the last 7 days or so talk about and you can hear within him that he gets what he's doing, and that he gets it in terms of the job that he's doing, the history that's involved, the fans that are in front of them. And they're probably not, they ain't going to stay up.
No, they're not. They're gonna but
that is, if there was ever a time when that wasn't an issue, this will be that occasion.
Yeah, because they're so close to Bury Football Club, but geographically, they can see there, but for the grace of God, whatever happens to us this
absolutely.
Season. Absolutely. Let me finally finish the appendix by bringing your attention to young players and what they've been up to. One of them, very young indeed, in the League of Ireland. Bohemians were playing at Derry City, and at some stage they saw fit to bring on their substitute, Ewan Ferguson. Evan Ferguson. Big deal, you might say, except when I tell you that Evan Ferguson has not yet had his 15th birthday.
Good Lord.
I'm not sure I approve of this. I think, grown men playing against 14-year-olds, it could destroy the fella, but Bohemians decide that's what they would do. Now, the other young player I want to draw your attention to is Martin Odegaard. He, of course, went to Real Madrid as a 16-year-old. He was going to be the next Lionel Messi. He hasn't turned out quite like that for Martin, and these days he's on loan at Real Sociedad. And Real Sociedad have done very well with Martin Odegaard in the opening days of the new Spanish season. He is the player of the month for Real. He was on the side of the pitch when he got his reward. Was it a statuette? No. Was it a bottle of champagne? No. It was a very large silver fish, uncooked, had presented to him on a platter. And if anything is going to keep footballers in the real world, it is winning your prize as a fish. And of course, the best thing you could have done then was to borrow James Madison's transparent rucksack so people could see.
Everyone sees lovely fish as he left the ground.
A large fish in a rucksack would have made a brilliant picture. And that's an excellent way to end this Game Day Record Book podcast, the special part of it called the appendix. Thanks to Jason Yule. Thanks to Mark Webster. And thank you all for listening.
The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. The latest odds? We set them. Form guides? We've got them. Expert opinions? We share them. The best fans in the world deserve the best. Be match day ready before the whistle blows with Ladbrokes. Odds update on Talk Sport with Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org. T's and C's apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.